So we were talking about his boininess, initially his boininess in the Bria, and another type of his boininess, of things that do not exist in our generation, things that happened in the past. To Heigl, life is all about, this is about Chamishi, his boininess. Life is all about clarifying what is the real things and what are the virtual things. What are the things that really make a difference, and what are the things that are just there and are a waste of our time? And unfortunately, like Rabbi Zilberberg says, that in the Achris HaYomim there will be a marvel of shtuyot in the world. There's an unlimited amount of valueless, or whatever you want to call it, things that one could attach himself to and spend his whole life being totally preoccupied with things that have no value, which is basically what's happening to the world right now. Especially in our day and age, it's more important than ever to have a clarity. What is the real thing? What is life really about? Where should I put my kodesh into? And in order to be able to constantly make the right decision, it can't be that every time it's a new question, I start from the beginning again, because you can spend the whole time having shakers, what's the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do. It's not healthy for the nefesh, and it's not practical. If you have a picture of what life is all about, a mental picture of what life is all about, then automatically when things come up, you already put them into the right category. You don't just, one second, what is life? Okay, let me try to think. So this is why Kol Shvohu gave us the Kodesh HaDimyon, our imagination, our ability to make mental pictures of things that we do not see with our own eyes. And that's why the Kadmonim told us, that's going things from the Kuzari, Maimon Har Sinai, try to make a mental picture of that event, to have a clear feeling that I'm basing my whole emunah on a tremendous event, which, oh, wow, not just some holy person going somewhere by himself and coming back with a message to mankind, but it was a matzav of 2 million of us, the Jews, who are the most skeptical of all people in the world. It's very hard to convince a Jew to do anything. And they were all there by that event. There was a mountain there, and suddenly there was a voice coming out of the sky, speaking to us. Makos Vov, the tremendous pachad we had, we ran away. Malachim had to bring us back. Gets to the whole story. The more we make it realistic, so we have a clear basis that I'm basing my religion and my values in life on experience that we went through, Klaisel went through. It's Mitzrayim, everything is in the last, I don't know, about 20 years ago, there was an artist that started making better pictures of these things. It's just not like Moses with a tablet. You really see like unlimited amount of people over there underneath. You see something more realistic. He helps us out a little bit. But, yeah. This is Ogeta. I'm saying that's the general idea of his boldness, is to form a clear picture in one's mind of the realities of life. So we started with this boldness of the Bria. I get myself used to paying attention to the fact that I am part of this amazing, amazing Bria, amazing gift of life that Hashem gives me, the amazing body that I have. So I have to start from the beginning again. Just I work on having a picture. When I get up in the morning, the Baruch Hashem, my lungs are working, my heart's working, my brain is working. We said many times that Birch HaShachar, a very valuable tool that Chazal gave us, to pay attention. Don't just take it for granted. Pay attention to the fact, okay, then I can see today. I can matter asum, I can get up, so I can confuse them, I can walk. I have a sharum, I have what to wear. In the time of the Gemara and the Metzah, they make these brachas as they were doing these things. Open up the eyes, make the bracha. Kechidim, when they sit up. Yeah, for various reasons, we don't do that nowadays, but you can do that before, without that, and this is the bracha. Just try to get used to paying attention. Oh, this is something. And the Metzah, I'm able to get up, I'm able to walk, I'm able to see. We know that the first halach in Shulchan Aruch says that Shavis is also from the Rambam. Shavis Hashem Negri Somer is the Klal Godel. We should always feel that we're sitting in the presence of Mel of God, presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do that? So this idea of the brachas really helps a lot if you pay attention, because in every bracha you're saying, I realize that you are the one who guides us, and the one who is the king over the entire world. So this idea of living with the king becomes real when we make brachas. Before we eat something, we say, this is something brought to me by the king. Kadosh Baruch Hu reminds me there is such a king. And the food I have is from this king. I go to the bathroom. I'm out of the bathroom. And I say, Asher Yotzeh. And I'm also saying that this body is working so wonderfully, getting rid of all the waste matter that would stay inside my body, would be poisoned to death, aside from discomfort and everything else that comes by the bracha. I'm reminding myself, I'm with the king, the wonderful king of Kodesh Bohu, who gave me this body. You know, we have this thing on Rosh Hashanah, one day a year, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the truth is, it's not good to do it only once a year. We're more intensified. Rosh Hashanah, we're more involved in the seer, also the mental picture of the way the world will look when Hashem reveals himself. And that's what we're inspired by Rosh Hashanah. We would like to see the final revelation. But before we get to the final revelation, which is also one of those mental pictures, you should imagine, but to have the right perception of everything we're doing in the day-to-day things. To see the Malchus Hashem in the day-to-day life. You know, we just have gone through Chanukah. Chanukah is a time that everybody saw that Yesh Shechina v'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Started with a miraculous victory. But that is room for a discussion. Maybe they were just very good warriors. When we saw the nature of the menorah, the oil was not consumed, then we saw there's some spiritual force, supernatural spiritual force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is accompanying us. And there's always that feeling that when it's Motzei Chanukah, we had, wow, see more and more and more. Ma'ilam HaKodesh, 8 days, I see the full menorah, all the beautiful lights. Ah, full array. Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the next day, the menorah is put away. No lights. The obvious thing is that, the goal is not to have 8 days of a high and then just drop. But the 8 days of a high internalizes in something within ourselves, the recognition that we have that special keshwa that goes forward, and we have that opportunity of building it every day of our lives throughout the year. So what we're talking about now is really a natural continuation of Chanukah. Chanukah gives us that chizuk to recognize that no matter how dark it is outside, Hashem is out there. Hashem is with us. It's up to us to open up our eyes and pay attention. And you'll see, the more one pays attention to this, and it becomes a way of life, how we approach things in life, it makes life so much more pleasant. People talking about quality of life. What can increase quality of life? There's nothing physical that can increase quality of life. Because if you don't have the right mind frame, then whatever you have, it just causes you more reason to be nervous, more anxiety, more reason to be jealous of other people, whatever it is. More fear that somebody's going to take it away from you. But one gets used to this way of looking at things. A tremendous amount of gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaShgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu that surrounds me every second of my life. I pay attention to it, then I appreciate it. I appreciate life, and it's a good feeling that, oh, Hashem, I have so much. I don't have to have all those things that the other people have. And the truth is, somebody looks a little deeper into people that have a lot of material wealth. Very few of them that really are able to handle it properly. That's our goal, and this is bonus. Bonus to the point that in the beginning it may not be natural. What do I see? I see them. I'm eating. What's the big deal? It's bonus. No, eating is not a big deal. It's a whole major chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he made it possible for me to have all the food in front of me. He made it possible for the food in front of me has the nutrients that I need. He made it possible for my body to absorb them properly. And when we make a bracha, that's what we think about. And the experience of eating becomes a completely different experience. Not just like a dog or a cat or a horse putting food in its mouth. Or filling up a car with gasoline, which is basically what you're doing when you're eating. You're putting energy into your body. But it's an experience of in a real way, seeing the tremendous hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu around me, this amazing system that Hashem set up for me. That's when the Kuzari, he was asked, what's the business of making brachas? And he said that we enjoy the food more when we make a bracha. Because the more you appreciate what's in the thing you are eating, the more you enjoy it. You know, they have these gourmet restaurants. The food tastes pretty much the same as any other place. Just people willing to pay 10 times as much for it, because they got a special chef that went through 20 years of training, and he set it up in such a fancy way. A lot of work was put into the restaurant itself, a very expensive property, all kinds of linings and cushions and whatever it is. But the excitement that a person has in going to this very fancy restaurant until he gets the bill, obviously, this is a culinary experience. He's massive. How much was put into it just for him? So Kuzari says that if a person gets a breakfast from the king, it's the best breakfast of his life. It represents not just food. I am a choshev. The king is massive me to the point that he sent a whole meal special for me. So that's when we say the bracha. Melech ha'olam lo yifre'eitz. That's what we're supposed to think. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a special gift from him. This is so exciting. I have food from my Kadosh Baruch Hu to eat. That gives me a good feeling about it, and it tastes better also. The person appreciates what he's eating, he enjoys it 100 times more. More than that, like we're saying, our goal in life is to live in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only way we put ourselves into that world is by paying attention, not just going through life as we always did.
Yeah.
Maybe you could work on the second type of bizboinus, which we started last time, is bizboinus and abstract. Not abstract, but situations that we're not physically interacting with, but things that happened to Klal Yisrael before, which also help us build up the appreciation that we are the special nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every day we say Oz Yoshiv. If you could say it a little bit slower and just close your eyes for a second before you start and imagine of when this was said. We were the slave nation, and we went through the 10 matzahs, and then we were running away from the Mitzrayim, and then we got to the point that it looked like we were finished. But they were behind us, they were in front of us, and that was the end of us. And Moshe Rabbeinu told us just to go into the Yam Suf, and we thought he was crazy. But we realized he's not crazy. The ones that thought he was crazy never made it. The ones that trusted him, they went to the Yam Suf. We just finished the experience of the Giluyim, the Vuyas that everybody had when they were going to the Yam Suf. And then they see that as they're going out, the Mitzrim went in, the Mitzrim drowned, and all the wealth of the Mitzrim is floating on the seashore, and everyone has all their gold and diamonds or whatever they have over there. And now we're about to sing our Oz Yoshev. That's like we were standing. So it's basically what Yoshev was saying after this experience of coming from the darkest position that we can be in. It's a tremendous physic if you think of it. Because we also, right now, we're going through hard situations. Think about every day. We've been through this before, and we got out of it, and we're going to do the same thing again. And the way we went out of it was the one that went with the Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Kodesh Vohu. They went out of it. The one who wanted to stay behind, stay behind. That was the secret. The secret to success, Gulas Mitzrayim, was whoever goes to the Kodesh Vohu. They weren't tzaddikim. They weren't tzaddikim in the term of being very high level of their Avodas Hashem. But they had the basic necessity. The basic necessity is, I'm going with Hashem, I'm not staying behind. That's made the difference between the survivors and the ones who didn't survive. That's a theory we could build for ourselves, transpose it onto today. First we have the initial picture of a situation which is 100 times worse than our present situation. Impossible to get out of this right. That's a matter. Impossible now. But by the answer, what's going on, what does Hashem want from us? No, Hashem showed us what He wants from us. He wants us to show that we're with Him. We have that fear now. That's Yoshi standing there, wow, I made a good decision. Not only alive, but I saw the Nevuah of the Kriyas Yam Suf. I saw how Hashem changes all the laws of nature for me. I'm also wealthy. I got everything. Everything's great. Oh, Yoshi Moshe, Shri Hashem Kikogo. Pay attention to what you're saying, which describes what happened. The greatness of the Yad Hashem that saved us, the Yad Hashem that threw the most powerful army into the waters, and that was the end of them. Till we get to the end, the middle of Nicha Moicha Ve'ilim Hashem, Hashem Yimelech Lo'ilim Bo'ed, which will repeat again, right before Shmon Ezra. But if you have the picture clear by Oz Yoshev, then when you get to Shmon Ezra, you'll do it right also. What's it going on? And when you say those Tzukim before Shmon Ezra, you're supposed to reimagine. That's, yeah. A clear picture we saw Hashem Yimelech Lo'ilim Bo'ed when we went out of Mitzrayim. That's the way to do it. It's called Smichas Gula Tefillah. Not Smichas Pesukim of the Torah Tefillah. Gula.
relive that geula and start tefila. If the geula is real, then the tefila will be real. The geula is real means that I'm reliving that amazing event and clarified for me without question that Hashem is our God and we are His nation. Hashem is the one we trust in, we can trust in, we can rely on, and the one we serve, because He's the one in charge. A very nice thing to work on this week. Oz Yosha. Says in Svarim, the person who has Kavon Oz Yosha, it's a powerful kind of thing. Says in the school, it's a thing itself. Something to help us sharpen that picture, how special we are, how special our Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And Oz Yosha event is also an event that shows us how to do it. People are sitting behind, back, waiting for Hashem to come up to them and do all kind of good things for them. They don't see it. You know, it's happening, they don't pay attention to it. We have a picture of Oz Yosha. So once that went with Hashem, they were willing to go into the water, see Hashem, see Moshe Rabbeinu, and just sit back and wait for things to happen. It's true, we did our act, but our act was just to show, I'm with you, Hashem. And now we have the opportunity after that to look back at all the events that we went through and see tremendous revelation of Hashem by Kriyas Yam. And then after that, take it for ourselves. This revelation was a one-time history experience to clarify for us what the true nature of our Keshe is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have different versions of it throughout history. We just said we finished now going through Hanukkah. It's also a certain level of going through another experience which we saw the closest between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also over there, starting with us, the Chashmonoim, they recognized that Hashem is the one was running the show, and they went all out for him. It's a shame. If you pay more attention to this, when we say those Yoshim, and we say Michal Meir Hashem Yilach before Shmoneh Esrei, help us have a clear picture of how special we are, the special Keshe between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the things that give us our Koach and our power. In fact, it's a shame. Our tefillah will be a different tefillah. Now we have the opportunity in our generation to call out to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we need you. We want to be closer to you. And we may have an effect on it. And we go through the rest of the day. It's more of a clarity. I'm not just one of those other guys. I'm not one of the billions of Homo sapiens that are walking around the world. I am Israel, a nation that directly connects our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is always listening to what we have to say. Will help us to say the good things. And then Chas Hashem, the course of the day, the opportunity to say bad things, maybe will help us control that a little bit also. Shabbos Tov, Yeshua, all Christ.